This is Bump, Baby and Beyond with Emma's Diary.
Hi everyone, it's Holly from Pretty Big Butterflies and Holly Plus. And today I'm joined by the lovely Lucy from Real Parent. And we're going to talk about giving birth. What a topic.
So Lucy, you're a mum of three with three very different birth experiences. Could you talk us through them?
Yes, sure. So I have three children, three very different birth experiences. My first ended up as a traumatic version of what I was hoping for. It involved pain relief, which I wasn't expecting. I thought I could do this without any pain relief. Thought I was superhuman. So that surprised me. My baby's heart rate dropped. So I was then prepped for a C-section, which again was just not part of the plan. So that scared the hell out of me, basically. I'd also not even thought of a C-section. I didn't even know really what it was and, you know, the recovery and everything. I ended up having to have an episiotomy.
Would you mind telling us what that is?
Yes, so that is a little snip down below, right, to widen, yep, the exit. And that is obviously done under anaesthetic, just in case anyone's wondering. They don't just come at you with a scalpel. And I had forceps, and they managed to get Finn out with forceps. That set me up for a lot of disappointment, actually. And I felt that was just the birth that I just did not think was going to happen. It was traumatic, set me up for a bit of depression. And it kind of scared me for having any more children in the future. I just didn't want that to happen again. My second birth, so I did actually come round to having more children, 4.5 years later though. My second was more positive in terms of how we all think births are going to be. She came very quickly. I got to the hospital just in time, basically, and only spent about an hour in active labour until she was here. Had a really good aftercare and breastfeeding went well, so that generally was a really, really positive thing. And at the time, the midwife said, "So your third's gonna be a home birth, right?" And I was like, "Did I tell you I wanted a third child?" She just said this, and then that put the idea in my head, and I was like, "Well, might as well," because I did know that I wanted three children at that point.
Okay, so the third was definitely on the cards.
Yeah,
but the home birth,
it was an idea put in my head as soon as number two flew out. So
really?
Then I thought, actually, it's quite a nice idea. Chilled out. I'd had one friend going through it. She had a water birth at home. Seen the full-on pictures of that. She had a great experience with that.
Amazing.
I would never have said I would opt for a home birth, but there's some, I don't know, it's just something I chose.
So with the home birth, who, in terms of the planning for it, what was the plan? Who did you want there? Who was going to be there? What kind of equipment did you need?
So I just wanted my husband there. There was talk about whether Finn should be there. He would have been 6, I think, at the time. And I'd talked to him about it and he was just like, I don't know. So we decided not to have him there. And there would have been one midwife and then a backup midwife, just in case they had to leave the room or phone people. So two midwives is generally the deal. It turned out that it was too quick and one midwife couldn't come.
Oh, so
when I just had one.
So when you went into labour mm-hmm. the third time, everything was ready to go, and your labour went too quickly before the other midwife could turn up. Is that right?
Yeah. So I went in. Well, I started contractions, having felt really, really ready. Like I felt like I couldn't be any more pregnant at this point, and I was 9 days until my due date. And I just thought, I feel really ready. And then funnily enough, in the morning, I started getting contractions. But I decided just to drop Finn off to tennis club, and drop Indy off to nursery, do a bit of work in the morning. And the pain was very mild anyway. It was regular, but it was mild. And I actually mentioned to one of Finn's friend's dads, I think I'm having a baby. And he was just like, do you need anything? Do you need a lift home? I was like, no, don't worry, it's fine. That just made me laugh. And then I saw another friend actually in the co-op down the road while I was getting biscuits for the midwife. And I then sort of stopped in the aisle and was like, yep, just having a contraction. And her face, she was just like, go away, this is too much. So yes, I just had a very casual day.
Yeah,
from
sort
of 8 a.m. to about 1 p.m. Then I thought, oh, I think I probably better phone the labour line, because obviously Indy came quickly. I'm at home. I don't really want to have Andy deliver this baby. So I phoned the labour line, and it was a Monday morning. So I think I was the first labour for them in the day. And they sent the first midwife, who took nearly an hour to turn up, and I was ready. She examined me and I was 9 centimetres dilated.
Wow. So when she got there, you was basically ready to kind of go, really.
Yeah, because she examined me and I still didn't feel like I felt in pain from the contractions, but I didn't feel like I was ready to push.
Yeah.
And then when she examined me, she said, you're definitely having a baby today. Really? And he's coming like in a few minutes.
So at that point, so you was having a home birth. At that point, did you have everything ready that you needed? Was you kind of ready to go?
No,
in terms of like, you know, just having your towels ready and all that stuff. Was you prepared?
I had a pile of my mum's old towels. That was it. I didn't bother with the pool hiring that. Our house is not exactly massive and I couldn't really house that. And plus the other kids would have just thought it was a swimming pool, probably. or probably popped it or something before. So I just was like, I'll just see. Because I remember from having Indy, I was very much kind of like on all fours like a cow giving birth. And that seemed to be like the least painful position. I guess gravity was helping. And I remember thinking that, well, where am I going to do that? Am I going to do that on the bed? Am I going to do it on the side of the bath? I just thought, I'm not going to make any plans like to the room or the position I'm going to be in. I'm just going to see what happens. And it was so quick that once you get into that mode of being in pain and having these really regular contractions, I think just kind of go into a bit of a zone anyway, and just wherever you are, it doesn't matter.
Definitely.
So I was literally on the edge of my sofa, just with my elbows on it, had him on the floor by the coffee table.
Wow, that is incredible. So it all happened really quickly at home.
Yeah.
So the second midwife didn't even turn up in time.
No.
So with the home birth, did you have any pain relief?
No.
You had no pain relief. So the first time you had the epidural,
mm-hmm.
the second time?
None.
No pain relief, and the third time, no pain relief. That's quite incredible. So when I had my, when I was in labour, the first time, the pain was so immense. The contractions, I'd never felt anything like it before.
I know.
Like, I mean, I could describe it, but I don't really want to scare anyone. I mean, I know everyone's different. Every pregnancy is different. Every labour is different. But those contractions, and I had to have pain relief. So I had an epidural. But I just think it's amazing that you had a baby at home without any real interventions. So after giving birth at home, how did you feel?
I felt weird, actually. Because when you're at hospital, the focus is very much on the mother, on the child, get you better and get you out kind of thing. But when you're at home, you don't have any of that. So literally the midwife checks your blood pressure and all, you know, just to make sure everything's okay with you and the baby. And then they go. And then it's just like, oh my goodness, he's hours old and I'm home. But that's what I wanted. I just wanted everyone to go. It's just like, leave me alone. I can do this by myself. And the whole waiting after the birth at hospital thing just wasn't my bag. I just, with Indy, I just wanted to get out of there as quick as possible and just crack on. And it was just really nice though. The other kids came in literally minutes after. It is nice, but then it just means you're thrown into life with this hours old child. And I think people kind of are like, well, she's home, she's fine. But actually, I'd just given birth. So I sort of probably needed a bit more rest than I gave myself. And I was kind of up doing things and, you know, that you wouldn't normally be doing it in hospital. But I would do that again. If I had another baby, I would definitely have a home birth.
Would that be your choice? Yeah. Your option?
Yeah.
Because I think it's hard when anyone has a new baby to try and carry on with normal life. You know, you go home and suddenly you've got this new baby, and if you've got other kids, they're running around. But to actually already be there, to already be in that situation, like you said, it just must be tough to kind of just carry on without. Did you feel like you had any rest? Like, did you feel like you had any kind of respite? Or was it just, right, I've had the baby, that's it, let's crack on?
Yeah, pretty much that. And it was the height of summer, so it was super hot as well. But to be honest, I was outside, we were in the garden, I was drinking champagne, it was sunny, I was loving life for a couple of weeks. Andy was home from work, and it being summer, it was just really, really nice. So I think if it was winter, maybe it would be different. Yeah. I don't know, we'd be sort of stuck inside.
Maybe you can find out next time with the next baby.
I don't think so. I think I'm done. Definitely home birth, positive experience.
I think it's great to have a positive experience for home birth, because I feel like it's quite a scary option, because you're not necessarily, you know, you feel like you're not somewhere where you can be automatically looked after, you know. But at the same time, it's somewhere that you know, isn't it? It's a familiar setting.
Yeah. I think it's really helps.
Yeah, I think it's
just calms you. There was a point when the midwife said, you're in labor, you're having this baby, like, now. I did then break down and start thinking, oh my goodness, I'm going to have a baby right now, because I hadn't thought I would that day. Not that anyone really does, but, you know, it was 9 days early, so it was a bit out of the blue.
Yeah.
There was a point where I was a bit scared. I was thinking, oh my goodness, you know, what if something goes wrong? Please let this be okay. But then the next contraction hits and you're just like, let's do this. Yeah. But it, like, within minutes. And you saying about how it was natural, I had no time to even ask for painkillers. Like, the contractions were probably every minute by then, and I was just like, ah. And then as soon as it got to a point where I could have said, I need some gas and air or whatever, it was pushing time.
Yeah.
So, and then within seconds he was here. I think when it gets to that really intense point, that is when you're just pretty much just about to give birth.
Yeah. And I think your body and your mind gets to a point, don't you, where you're like, right, okay, I've reached the point of no return. I'm at full, you know, my adrenaline is going. I can probably you know, I could probably lift a car right now, like just in terms of how like you're so ready to go.
Yeah.
Is there any advice that you would give to mums to be for when it comes to preparing for birth or preparing for the looking after yourself after you've given birth?
I think one major thing would be not to plan too much, just to keep an open mind really for the birth and for after as well. There's only so much planning you can do, and this will be a thing having children. There's only so much you can control. You cannot control your childbirth unless you opt for a C-section. I think going with the flow as much as you can. If you like to plan, I mean, I love to plan actually, but for childbirth, it just wasn't for me.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the key thing that I've taken away from my three birth experiences. For afterwards, I would milk that help as much as you can. If someone offers to make you a cup of tea, all right then. If someone offers to go shopping for you, look after your kids if you feel comfortable to, just take it. You're not being judged. They want to help you for a reason. And if you don't have that support network, maybe ask friends or at least get in bed with your baby for weeks if that's what it takes. Just don't put too much pressure on yourself to like be up, going to social events, seeing loads of family, doing the rounds, having people over. Just accept that you have a recovery and you are doing something amazing, which is growing this tiny little baby. And just take your time with it. There's no rush.
I agree. And I'd also say to like enjoy it, because sometimes you feel like you're thinking so much about making sure you're ticking the right boxes and you're doing the right thing as a parent, where you kind of forget to just enjoy
being
a mum. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so hard. Sometimes I look back and I think I can't even remember the first few months of being a mum. I just can't remember it. You know, it's overshadowed with like worry and concern. And, you know, it would be nice to go back and just remember those tiny little moments, you know, that kind of get overshadowed.
Yeah.
I think that's another thing to kind of remember for mums as well, which is really hard to do, to be fair, at the time when you're under so much stress. But definitely try and remember those little good moments and keep hold of those things as well.
Yeah.
But I've loved hearing about your birth stories.
Thank you.
Like I said, I've had two C-sections and I'd love to have a third to see what the third what would be the outcome, but it's not going to happen. And I think, you know, like we said, every birth is different, and as long as you, you know, maybe have a look, do a bit of research about the different options available, try and make yourself a little bit prepared. That's probably a good thing to take away as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So Lucy, you've got three amazing children. What is life like now?
It's crazy, but it's amazing. I love having three children. It's weird. When I think back to having two children, I just can't really remember being a parent of two. When you have three children, it is really full on. But it's amazing. They all get on really well, kind of. I'm saying that thinking, do they? But they do. They have their moments, like all siblings do. But I just love our little family of five. It's expensive, actually, going on holiday and taking trips and things like that. But generally, I would not change it. There's so much love in our house I would actually have more children, but I think that's a bit much.
It's been lovely speaking to you today.
Thank you. It's been good to relive this. I haven't talked about it for ages, actually.
Has it been good to relive it?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, no, it has.
I think it's nice to bring it back. And also, you know what? It also makes you realise how amazing you are. You know, you've gone through these amazing births and, you know, you've created these amazing humans that actually, you know, you're pretty incredible. You know, you've been through a huge amount. So I think you're pretty amazing. But thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you.
It's been lovely to have you. And while, before you go, can we follow you online? Are you on social media?
Yep. Social media at realparent.co.uk is my Insta handle, and realparent.co.uk is my site.
Amazing.
I generally talk honestly about things that no one wants to talk about.
No, those are the things that people want to talk about. They just won't tell you. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Thank you so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks.
This is Bump, Baby and Beyond with Emma's Diary.